Our Honest Life is a minimally edited, slice-of-life podcast that may contain vulgar language, adult themes, and sexually graphic content. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, welcome to Our Honest Life with Church and Mercy. I'm Church.
I'm Mercy.
You know, I can't help every now and then, when we do this intro, I think, have mercy. It pops into my head every now and then when you say your name. And takes me to, you know, Full House, Uncle Jesse, saying, have mercy. And then I think, yeah, I've had mercy.
Cut it out.
Cut that part out. So, what did we want? You wanted to talk about Highway to Heaven.
I want to talk about Highway to Heaven so much.
I don't know if anybody wants to talk a lot about Highway to Heaven. Let's see. So, I guess we should stage set just a little bit before we jump into this. Highway to Heaven is a television show from, I think...
82?
No, 84, because it stars...
Michael Landon.
Yeah, Michael Landon. So Michael Landon, also famous from Little House on the Prairie, and then Bonanza before that. So this is like ancient television history at this point, but very famous, all very popular shows. But yeah, Highway to Heaven is Michael Landon's like third major long-running series, and he like... wrote it, produced it, directed it, and I think his production company owned it.
It was a Michael Landon for Michael Landon Productions.
Well, yeah, and it also starred his buddy. What's his friend's name again?
Something French?
Yeah, Something French. So Something French.
Beardsley French. He's got a big beard. He plays a grizzled ex-New York detective.
Yeah, it was also on...
Highway to Heaven?
No. He's the co-star on Highway to Heaven, but he also, like, writes and directs a bunch of the episodes, but he was his co-star in Little House on the Prairie, too.
I never watched Little House on the Prairie. I was not into that.
I'm not into that, no.
That's Hall & Oates, which probably was...
it's also not quite the song.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's not. I just made up a new song.
Yeah, well, I made up the new song. I knew what I was doing.
Yes. Back to Highway to Heaven. Highway to Heaven can be described in one word... baffling.
Well, so what's Highway to Heaven about?
So it's about, and you don't even find this out until like the very end of the second episode of the second very confusing two-parter.
Okay, what's it about?
It's about an angel who, I don't know, fucked up or something, and God sent him to heaven.
No, he took God away his didn't wings, send him to heaven. God or, sent him to earth.
God took away his wings and sent him to earth to help people, to perform good deeds, to, I guess, get back in God's good graces and regain his wings.
Yeah, he has to get his wings back because he's, what does he say? He's not a conventional angel? Because there's a fist fight in, what, the second episode? Or the first episode?
Yeah, there's a fist fight in a honky-tonk bar.
No, in the back lane in a honky-tonk bar. Yeah. Because let's take this outside.
But he doesn't actually punch anyone. He doesn't.
He picks a guy up and throws him.
He does.
Like, with superhuman strength, way back.
Into a pile of boxes.
Like, yeah. And that guy's dead. Weren't, like, just regular cardboard boxes. Yeah, I should have killed him, by all rights.
I'm a nonviolent angel, as I drop you off a cliff. It's like, if Batman does that, and we don't see the guy die, does Batman really murder someone? The answer's yes. But you're just you're supposed to assume it's cartoony. Back to Highway to Heaven. What's the best way to describe this? Do we want to just run down the episode?
Well.
Because it is filled with so many twists and turns.
We watched the two-parter, like, premiere of it. It's on Netflix, so if you want to watch this later on, it's currently on Netflix. Hop on there, check it out. But don't watch it sober. That's the only recommendation I can give you. You can't take it sober. You shouldn't have to. Not in this day and age. When we were Star for Entertainment, you know, in the mid-80s, you know, when there was only, you know, 12 stations,
this
it
might
have been
show,
the best thing on.
This was a show that only could have existed in the mid-80s. It was a weird mix of very serious drama played up in a hokey 80s sitcom, like, dramedy way, that very dry humor that was still very campy but serious. So, again, just bizarre. It's a bizarre mix of everything. But it's also ridiculous religious overtones, and it's really heavy-handed with a lot of the messages. At least the first episode was. It hits you over the head.
You said dramedy. Would like to see a person named Dramedy.
Andromeda is a cool name.
No, it's not.
I like Andromeda. I'm pretty sure I know people named Andromeda.
Do you think anyone actually named Andromeda, or did they just one day say their name was Andromeda?
Back to Highway to Heaven. So the episode starts inexplicably with the Michael Landon character looking like a deserter from the Vietnam War.
With an epic mullet.
Oh God, it's so epic. Hockey hair, helmet, mullet. And he's a beefy guy. Michael Landon was a beefy, strong guy. I mean, he was Pa on Little House on the Prairie. So he was kind of that like shirtless axe chopping, good looking. But in Highway to Heaven, he's still a husky dude, but he's getting a little bit saggy in the chest area. He's got a bit of a gut.
Oh, he does have a bit of a gut, totally. Whereas in Little House on the Prairie, he was a lot more like...
buff.
Yeah, he was ripped.
He's getting his old man face, where his face just gets wider, and he has this tiny little face set in this giant skull.
All right, anyways, but yeah, he's a weird-looking dude.
So this weird guy looks like he's totally going to murder you, is walking down the road hitchhiking, and an old guy stops.
I don't know. Do you think he looks like he's going to murder you? He's got that smile on his face that where he looks actually non-threatening.
Really?
Yeah.
I see a guy that looks like that, and I think this guy has killed and will kill again. And he doesn't care because he is a sociopath and he doesn't have human emotions. Michael Landon always creeped me out.
Weird.
I don't trust guys that look like that. He's got that glint in his eye that just says, I could break your neck, and I wouldn't even think about it.
Something happened to you in your childhood, I think. I
was traumatized by Michael Landon.
Michael Landon lookalike.
Apparently. Hey, look.
He was signing autographs at the JCPenney.
There probably was a JCPenney at that point. So he's walking down the highway. This old guy stops, and he's Michael Landon's character's hitchhiking. The old guy won't give him a ride to town unless he pays him. So Michael Landon character says, okay, I'll see you later, bye. And the guy drives down the road like 20 feet and his car breaks down because Michael Landon, I guess, the angel uses angel powers to fuck with this guy's car. And he comes and he fixes the guy's car and the guy, you know, learns the lesson and he won't charge hitchhikers for rides anymore. Cut to where Michael Landon was actually going. A really horrible rundown retirement home.
This is really the only part I want to talk about, is that this retirement home is filled with many different senior actors.
They were legitimately old people.
They were. I don't know that they were actually actors. I got the impression he like hired an actual senior citizen's home.
That would make sense.
They were really weird. Like, one of them is Jewish and like proud of it, and talking about it a lot. But he has quite an accent. He's like kind of hard to understand. He has poor comedic timing.
He just yells things.
Yeah,
he's the very Yiddishy stereotype of like a Jewish man, an old Jewish man.
No, he's not a stereotype. That was a real Jewish man. I think.
Well, I think they camped it up a bit. Those lines were terrible.
I think they include...
He yells at an old lady, I'm Jewish and you're Gentile.
Oh, yeah.
That's in the show.
I think they include him on purpose because the point of Highway to Heaven is that they don't define what religion specifically it is.
Oh, it was like the message within the message because the old Jewish man, his part in the show was to stand at this old woman's doorway in the retirement home and just stare at her. And she's actually talking to the angel character, and she talks about how badly this guy creeps her out because he just comes and stares at her all the time. And this old lady really does not want to be there, and she's super uncomfortable. And then later on, spoiler alert, they get together romantically, and they're a happy couple. And it's made very clear that it's a united... There doesn't matter that they're different religions or different backgrounds. They all came together.
Yeah, he like stalks her until she gives in. That's what happens.
He's terrible.
He yells at her and calls her a bad person because she sends him away.
He says she doesn't have emotions.
Yeah.
You don't have emotions, old lady, that I've been staring at.
He attacks her because she does not like him and rebukes him.
it's such an emotionally abusive, unhealthy relationship, and it's so glorified.
Yeah, they totally love each other in the end.
Yeah, because it's TV.
Well, sure. And it's fine in that world. To be fair, some people need to be badgered a bit before they come around. Case in point, you badgering me.
Oh, I just used to punch you in the arm all the time. I
hang off me all the
like
time.
Like a six-year-old boy.
Yeah, or I'm like, oh, get this thing off me. Just try and shake my arm or my leg to get you off.
I was very physically clingy when we first started dating.
Like one of those sticky hands you get in a little, like, turnstile vending machine.
Like, touch is one of my love languages. I just love being touched. I could have just sat in a chair and you could have just like rubbed my back for like 12 hours and I would just be fine.
Do you still like it as much? Because there's sometimes where I'm like, you know, we'll be sitting on the couch watching TV or something and I'll be like absentmindedly like stroking your leg or something and you don't seem to notice much.
No, I definitely notice and I enjoy it. I just don't have that outward melting into a puddle of goo expression that I used to have where I'd be like, ugh, but it's still really good.
Yeah,
I always appreciate it.
That's fine.
I do. I like it.
Yeah. Well, show it, okay?
I will. I will. I'll make sure. It's important that you feel that your love communication is accepted and welcomed. It's beautiful.
Well, I guess that's the part I like. You like
being
touched. I like acknowledgement that my actions are appreciated.
Well, that's good to know.
That's like, I guess, one of my love languages.
Communication. It's a keynote in a healthy relationship.
It's a big way that I connect with someone. That's how I feel love.
Well, that's good to know. Why, thank you for sharing that with me.
And this is the part of the podcast we call...
Honest. Honest who?
That got...
Wow.
It got real. Weird.
Real weird.
Real weird.
Real. Real weird.
This is a segment called Real Weird. Real weird.
Weird.
Weird. Real weird.
What?
It's just
throwback.
Wind. Shitty wind.
I think it was like the third episode where we just whispered chewy wheels for like 15 seconds.
Chewy wheels?
Yeah.
No wonder nobody listens to this podcast.
Yeah. They were up with it until the third episode chewy wheels. And they're like, what the fuck?
Why the hell did we talk about chewy wheels? Chewy wheels.
I don't know.
I shouldn't do that.
Yeah, I'm going to start thinking about it. Back to Highway to Heaven.
Oh, what else is there to talk about with that?
No, I just want... So the basic synopsis is the angel comes to this rundown retirement home that the owner is planning to sell, but the only person that knows it is the old Jewish man character who's very loud. The angel meets the sole care worker there, who is a nurse who lives with her bachelor brother. They're both in their 40s. He's an ex-cop from New York.
Yeah, and he just loses his job. He's too violent as a cop or something.
He used excessive force, because that's a thing cops get fired for, apparently. She lives with her brother. Her brother has a drinking problem. She is a spinster, and it's made clear by the brother that no men want to date her. But then later on, we find out that she's totally beautiful and vivacious, and she's taking care of her brother.
That actress had some serious scars on her face on one scene. It's just on one side of her face.
She's going to listen to this, and she's going to feel shitty.
She's dead. Like, she's got to be.
She's not. That was like when Chevy Chase made fun of...
She's so not dead. She's going to hear this and be so upset.
She's going to cry.
She was a beautiful woman, but there was definitely some scarring.
She looked like Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
But you know what? The lighting in that episode was so bad. I guess it was a pilot. It was a terrible episode. So anyways.
This segment's brought to you by Loot Crate.
Audible. Listen to books. Don't read them, you jackass.
Oh, we're so slow at listening to books. I have so many credits in Audible.
Yeah.
This segment brought to you by Audible. You have to cancel it every 6 months because, damn, it's going to take you a while to get through those credits.
Audible. We still haven't listened to the last 45 minutes of The Girl with All the Gifts.
Oh, yeah. That is still out there.
We really should finish that book off.
No, we finish a lot of things. We finish more things than most people I know.
Oh.
That
Maybe
we
attempt
finished.
More things.
Oh, but... That's you.
So, back to Highway to Heaven.
I only do three things, and I do them great. Don't do anything else. Heart attack. Heart attack, man.
Back to Highway to Heaven. It's so important that I get this out. I need people to know how bad the show is.
Oh, but it's wonderful.
Oh, I know. Awful. It's great.
Yeah.
It's baffling. I love it. It's like a time capsule of madness. Beautiful, innocent, stupid mid-80s TV madness. So anyways, the angel, part of the show is he's learning his lesson because he is kind of brash and presumptuous and, you know, he's out there. So part of it is he presents the nurse lady with a bike and he basically demands that she ride this bike.
Well, he's trying to have her reconnect and feel alive again because she's just in such a rut or a routine.
Nothing is written really well. So a lot of the stuff that's supposed to come off as...
And who wrote it?
Michael Landon.
That's right. Anyways.
He is dead, though, so we can say terrible things about his creation. So anyways, the angel will always come up with things, like items or gifts or resources that people need, and he explains that he has a friend who helps him. And the cop brother starts getting really suspicious because he's a fucking cop, and this guy rolls into town with no money, looking like a deserter from the military 20 years ago, like 20 years before in the 60s, and he starts trying to investigate this guy. Because, to be fair, he has all the hallmarks of a serial killer. Long story short, the angel reveals, no, I'm not a serial killer who's going to murder your sister. I'm an angel. I need your help. And that's going to give this cop character his purpose. And his sister's going to be allowed to shine on her own. But the main problem of the second episode that they start, the retirement home is going to be sold. The old people are going to be split up and have no place to go. What's the plan? Let's cash everybody's pension checks and go gamble it on a horse. What? What is that?
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't make a lot of sense. If you're still listening to this podcast at this point, congratulations. I think you have to, absolutely have to, at tweet us saying, I made it. That's all you gotta say. Nobody's going to say it.
The most inane podcast on the internet. It's bizarre. But I loved it because holy... Oh my god, it was madness. That's what I got to say about Highway to Heaven. And apparently it went on for 5 more seasons.
Yeah, the ratings tanked in the 4th season. And the 5th, they didn't air it at the start of the season. They delayed it. It was all filmed a half season, and then that's when they sort of pulled the plug on it. So they knew it was not coming back, but I don't think they filmed a proper ending. There's just a Christmas episode. That's the last episode, and it aired in, like, June.
Oh,
aired 3 weeks after the French guy died.
Wow.
From lung cancer.
When I first started becoming aware of tabloid newspapers in the supermarket, every headline was about Michael Landon. Every scandal Michael Landon participated in. It was like, Michael Landon's secret world of sex and gay hookers.
None of that's real.
Painkillers. No, that might not have been the exact headline, but it also may have been an exact headline. It was always the National Enquirer. Something was fucked up with Michael Landon.
Yeah, I think he had pancreatic cancer.
Yes, he did die from that.
This is the downer part of the episode.
The downer part.
Cancer kills people, everybody.
It does.
Kills everybody. That. Or cars.
Or cows. Cows kill tons of people.
Pigs.
I saw a donkey today. And like so many cows.
The mob kills people and feeds you to the pigs. Well, feeds the people to the pigs that they kill, not you. Unless they killed you.
So do they have pigs specifically for this, or the pigs are for another enterprise and it's just convenient?
Yeah, I don't know. It's another thing that TV has taught me. It probably has no basis in reality.
Were you reading the book Hannibal by any chance?
No. I read half that book and then had to stop.
You're like, oh, what is this shit?
Yeah, I think that was my thought process. And then you later on were telling me, because I think you were reading it at the same time that I was, but you're a much faster reader than I am. So you finished the book and you started telling me about the dinner party where they, spoiler, open up some dude's head and eat his brain.
Oh, did I spoil it for you?
Oh, yeah, but...
Did you care?
Well, after I heard that, I was just like, yeah, I guess I cared in a way that I was so disappointed. I stopped reading the book.
Oh, so did I save you from reading a disappointing book?
Yeah, absolutely.
It
was a good thing.
I like to feel that I've saved a lot of people from reading Under the Dome, which is just a shit book. I don't like that book.
Oh, there you go. Now you just lost our one listener.
Stephen King.
Yeah, he hung up because he was listening to us on a phone. He has a hand-cranked phone that he listens to podcasts on.
Oh, the concept of a hand-cranked podcast machine has come up before in our podcast, which is great because we just have these recurring themes.
Ancient technology that provides modern entertainment.
Yeah, if you were listening to our podcast in Rapture, you would have a hand crank phone somehow that got podcasts.
Yeah, it's just messages from that guy. If you Andrew could be Ryan? So kind. Yeah, isn't that what he says to you all the time? If you could be so kind, it's your control word.
It has been a long time since I have had experience with Bioshock. I should go back and I should play that. Because I watched you play it.
Whatever. You saw it.
It looks fun.
It's okay. It's neat to experience. I don't know that it's the most fun to play. People like the plasmids because you could do weird things. And it actually like worked. I guess that's sort of the wish fulfillment part of it. Is that in a lot of games you play, you get cool powers. But they're just not very powerful ever. These were kind of powerful. Which is good.
You were like hacking robots with steam. You were like, oh, let me hack this turret. Some steam. Let me connect these pipes.
Yeah, I had to do a lot of pipe hacking.
Was that the first in-game mini-game hacking?
Oh, absolutely not. No.
Okay.
No.
Do we know what the first one was?
I think that's a very ancient concept that's been around for a long time.
Oh, is it as simple as do the puzzle?
Yeah, it's you move your character to a point and to get past the door, you gotta do the puzzle. So that is definitely not the first game that did that. Like, Shadowgate that's all that game is. It's just, like, clip art that you click through and answer questions.
Those old, like, Sierra games were pretty neat. I'd like to develop a podcast concept based on that or something.
So, Highway to Heaven.
Yeah, Highway to Heaven.
You gotta score it out of,
10 Megalandons.
Wait,
no, what was our scoring? Short circuits?
How many short circuits? What? How many number fives out of five would you give it?
Yeah, it was like out of 100 short circuits, how many Johnny fives would you give this? What?
Yeah.
What?
That's not, no, I can come up with a better rating system than that.
You guys just said five different things as your rating system.
How many biker scouts does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Oh, two?
All right, so you gave it two biker scouts? Out of light bulb?
That was a joke. No, what's the punchline of the joke?
No, there's no joke.
I thought that you had developed a joke.
No.
I was so excited.
Well, I can't develop jokes.
I was like, oh, he's going to come up with some kick-ass punchline off the top of his head.
Yeah. How many venoms do you need to have a carnage?
Five?
No, one. One venom gave birth to carnage. So, out of 10.
Out of 10 venoms, how many Michael Landons is Highway to Heaven?
Yeah. What?
No. Okay, how are we rating this?
10 is a really good kick-ass movie. 1 is a horrible, horrible thing that is not even really a movie, but someone made it and filmed it and made it of the length of a movie and marketed it as such, but it is not a movie. That's a 1. So on a scale of 1 to 10, of course, it's not even a movie, though I guess it's a two-parter, so I guess...
It's a... Minisode.
It's great to go through all that setup and then realize you're saying the word movie and it's a TV show. So on a scale of 1 to 10, terms of quality, 10 being high quality, 1 being the absence of quality, where would you put it?
I would have to put it as a 2. It was still enjoyable. But
you sat through a 2? You sat through 2 hours of a 2. I can't sit through 2 hours of a 2. I can't.
I made you watch Beyond the Black Rambo. What would you rate that at? What else have we watched that's super shitty? Return to the House on Haunted Hill.
So Beyond the Black Rainbow is a weird combination of
I would a need one to and know. I need to know how you rate certain things before I could give you an accurate number
is unique and strange. And visually odd and dark and disturbing, provokes an emotional response. So I might not enjoy that emotional response, but it provoked it. Things that I would rate a 1, a 2, and 3 do not engage me. They're too boring for me to continue watching. I want to turn it off and watch something else.
It was like a 3.5. I was verging on, this is terrible and I need to turn it off. But there was just a bit of redeeming quality that made me go, I need to see more of this because I don't know where it's going to go next. And it's subverting every expectation I have, because I would never make anything like this in a billion years. And it was so foreign to me.
Yeah, I'd rate it a 5 out of 10. I can't recommend it to anyone, but I found it highly watchable. But it's bad. It's ridiculous.
We didn't find it watchable because it was good.
Well, it's neat that they're trying to, what sort of message they're trying to portray. It's a strange snapshot out of time.
It's very
American, too.
Yeah, it kind of has that, we can triumph.
Believe in God and treat others well. Maybe it's just treat others well and be good people. It's not even about believe in God. There didn't seem to be any ask for belief or faith.
That's true. He doesn't ask people to believe in God. He never says, believe in God, the Christian God, and your problems will be solved. He just says, believe in people. Have faith. Have faith in things. And be good. Although there's a just ridiculous scene where he has an outdoor barbecue for all the old people. They're such 80s old people. They're only sitting in chairs because no one asked them to go out and, like, pick flowers. None of them are physically disabled. None of them have anything really wrong with them.
They just stay inside because.
Yeah, because somebody told them, stay inside. No one said you could go out.
They're prisoners of the mind.
Oh, it's like that picture of a horse that's tied to a chair, and then it's captioned, sometimes the walls that hold us are only in our imagination.
I don't know that it's like that.
It's like a horse tied to a chair.
I don't. What? Not a lot of things are like a horse tied to a chair. Remember that time I tied you to a chair?
That was good. That was before we took out the carpet in the basement. We had so much sex on that gross basement carpet.
That's why it had to go. That's not why.
Well, it was kind of, because any time that I touched the carpet with my skin, I would get a horrible rash.
But that wasn't because... No, that carpet was as old as this house when we got it. And it's in the basement that probably flooded off and on, and who knows what else. When we took it out, the underlay had become one with the cement.
It had disintegrated?
Yeah. It had become a fine, like, coating.
I'm pretty sure we lowered our life expectancy by a decade. Just stripping that carpet underlay. We had to pour like a combination of like fabric softener and water on it and scrape it up.
It worked.
It did. We did a lot of work in the basement. We did a lot of work in that basement for a room we never go into.
Yeah.
Why did we do that?
Because we tried to make it more usable, to make it more enticing to us. It only partially succeeded. Imagine if we had left it the same.
Oh, we would never go in the basement. Never. But so, yeah.
Yeah, so don't watch Highway to Heaven unless you are a fan of really campy, schlocky, good-intentioned, strange oddities from yesteryear.
It's a wonderful time capsule of a very, white American-centric moral views, where moral goodness.
Well, I even read some reviews from it. Even at the time, they were like, it's over-the-top sentimentality, but it's still...
It's wholesome. People would...
They even at the time said it was schlocky, basically. But it was watchable.
Inoffensive. It's kind of... It's weird, but inoffensive. Ned Flanders would probably think that it was too racy, though.
Yeah, but it would be his version of compelling TV. It would be like his version of Westworld.
Oh, sometimes I even watch Highway to Heaven.
Yeah, exactly. Like
he cuts loose.
That's his risky, high-end drama.
He doesn't approve of what the angel does sometimes.
You think you think the people that made it this far in the podcast are going, wait, rewind, back the fuck up, tell me more about Mercy being tied up to a chair in your basement. You moved on that way too fast. Oh,
yeah. That was pretty good. Before we had kids, we had a pretty adequate sex dungeon going.
Sex dungeon? Come on. It was just a basement that we neglected that
but it was empty. It was empty. We had a room in our house that had nothing in it. Oh my God, I missed that.
What?
There was a room with nothing.
Well, there's stuff in it, but only nothing essential.
There was a chair and like a blanket.
If the basement burned down, it would not be a huge loss.
I'd be pretty upset.
Well, because there was a fire in your house, yeah.
Yeah. How could you have a fire that's just contained in one room?
Look, it's just a way to illustrate a point.
I can't live in hypotheticals, Church.
Don't gotta get shitty on me.
But, yeah, I think about that every now and then, because you used to tie me up to a chair. This is back to the sex basement. But you used to tie me up to a chair with the bondage rope that we had. And I'd be sitting on a towel because you would use the giant Hitachi. I said hibachi. It's a hibachi vibrator. Magic wand. It does get really hot. You'd use the Hitachi magic wand on me and you would like do like the forced orgasms, the forced climax for like, I'd have to climax like 5 or 6 times and I couldn't move and it was ridiculous. And then I would like come all over the chair. That's probably another reason we had to get rid of that carpet. There was so much bodily fluids on it.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess there was.
Yep.
Well, that's a fine place to end. Highway to Heaven. And then Sex Dungeon Basement. What a good combo.
We really,
what's the name of this episode?
Juxtapose that.
Highway to Heaven, and if you're patient, Sex Dungeon Basement.
The Highway to the Sex Dungeon Heaven. Highway to Sex Dungeon Heaven. We're going to go watch Castlevania, on Netflix.
Yeah, let's go watch Castlevania. And then tomorrow morning, as a family, we're going to go see Spider-Man. But I already saw
it. Yeah. This episode has been brought to you by Netflix. Oh. That one show you want to watch and 75,000 others you will never watch.
You'll be surprised by one person in Spider-Man. What's his name? From Freaks and Geeks and...
Is it Martin Starr?
Yeah, Martin Starr.
Oh my God, I love Martin Starr.
Martin Starr is not playing typical Martin Starr in this. That's the impressive part.
Does he have a beard?
Well, he still looks like Martin Starr.
But... No, but like sometimes Martin Starr doesn't have a beard. Because he didn't have a beard in Freaks and Geeks. But he's like really... He got super good looking.
Just yeah.
It's upsetting.
No, he just went through the awkward stage.
Where it's like, oh my God.
But they also like overplayed his awkward stage in Freaks and Geeks. But...
Yeah. No, like, he got older, and he got to be that, like, kind of, like, nerdy, lanky, bearded guy who's, like, kind of dry sarcasm, and it's like, damn.
No, he's not. That's what you're going to be entertained by. He's not dry in Spider-Man.
What? Yeah. I gotta see this.
Tomorrow morning.
Aw, sweet. We're signing off.
All right.
Our Honest Life is a minimally edited, slice-of-life podcast that may contain vulgar language, adult themes, and sexually graphic content. Thanks for listening.